Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and welcome to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com. This is Dorcas, and I am your host, and I'm excited about ministering to you on tonight. We've got a beautiful show for you guys. It will be an hour long, so we will have the same show for the next 3 hours, from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, and 10 to 11. We have a special guest, a new and upcoming artist in the city of Houston, and we did an interview earlier with him, and we're going to play that tonight, and we're also going to play his new CD. It is awesome. I love it because it ministers to the world. So it doesn't matter what part of the world that you're in, your city, your state, your country, or your region, we want to reach you on tonight. That's what this show is all about, the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show. If there is a need within your home, we want to minister to you. We are your avenue. We are your resource for that need. If you are doing something within your community, we would like to know about that. We want to put it out there so that it will help other people. So it doesn't matter what city, state, country, or region you're in. If you are a ministry, organization, maybe just an individual, but if you have some type of outreach ministry, we want to know about it. Please go to my website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information there, and we will contact you. We want to be a blessing to the world. Also, if this is your first time listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on KASK, please go to our website, www.acaringconsultants.com, and look and see what we're doing out in the community. If there is a assessment, we want to be there to help you. We have an awesome power team of professionals that are willing to help. We will come out to your community and teach a health class and also give them a light lunch or a light breakfast. So we have an avenue to that. So please call us. Our office number is 281-509-4755. Also, if you would like a home Bible study, we can also set that up for you. We do not discriminate on race or creed or religion. We want to minister to the total person. To the mind, the body. Thank you once again for listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show. This is Dorcas, your host. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com/KASK.
Tonight. I would also like to introduce you guys to what we call our Caregiver's Corner. We're going to have this in each of our shows. And what this is all about is you will have a chance to call in and to do a shout-out to a special caregiver. A lot of times the caregivers are taken for granted or they're overwhelmed or depressed, but we want to do a shout-out to them to let them know that we love them and we honor them. If there is a special story that you would like for us to read about a special caregiver, please go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information, upload your story. We would love that. And also, if you would like for us to do a picture of the caregiver on the website, we would love to do that too. We want them to know that somebody is thinking about them. We do not want them to have the caregiver syndrome, in which it means that they're so busy caring for others or caring for that certain loved one, they become overwhelmed and sick, and sometimes they pass away before the patient that they're caring for. So on each of our shows, we want to do a shout-out to our caregivers, and we're also dedicating ourselves to the caregivers. So if you do have someone that you would like to do a shout-out to, please call in tonight. We would love to have that on tonight. We're back with eight. Have a chance to call in at 347-850-8955. If you have a special caregiver that you would like to do a shout out to, we want to recognize them on tonight in our Caregiver's Corner. That number again is 347-850-8955. Dorcas, and we're back with the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. It is Thursday night, and tonight, we have a new and upcoming artist here in the city of Houston, and he's going to be our guest on tonight. He's also going to let us know about the new CD that's coming out and also give us some history on some of the work that he has done. Okay, it's all yours.
Hello, Radio Waves, Radio Land. This is Luan. I'm a producer of for New Destiny's new project, which we'll be releasing a new single on Sunday night. Actually, Monday morning, Sunday midnight, Monday morning. The name of the song is I'm Free. The name of the group is New Destiny. It'll be on every internet radio station and also available in iTunes and Amazon MP3s. Also in every country.
Okay, what started you into music?
I think that's what I was meant to be a musician as a kid, as a child. Came up in a family of singers. Granddad sang, and my mother sang, and so I was kind of born into it.
Yeah, because your mom can sing, and then your grandfather. I tell people all the time, he can hit a note on Mars.
Oh, yeah. he can reach up to the rafters with it.
Now, are you working on anything after this project?
After this project, probably not. I just did a movie soundtrack where the movie released December 6th worldwide at Dallas Buyers Club.
Wow.
With Matthew McConaughey. I'll be probably doing more films.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to work on a movie called The Steinberg Brothers, which will star Mark Wahlberg.
Wow.
And so that's what I'm doing right now.
Good. This radio show is all about reaching out to the community. So also, if there's any projects that you'll be doing with the community or for the community, we do want to be aware of that. How can people buy your CD, or where can they download it?
They can go to iTunes, like I say, Amazon. I can't even remember all of the internet stores.
Give us the name of the CD.
The name of the single is I'm Free. The name of the CD is going to be called World Beyond the Walls.
Okay.
And basically what that's talking about is, you know, a lot of times in church, we only reach those within the four walls. And I'm a urban city kid. I grew up around Cashmere Garden area. And, you know, everything within my life wasn't always church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a connection with people that's not within church.
Right.
As well as those that's in church.
Right.
And so that's why the city is World Beyond the Walls.
Awesome. I like that, because that's one of our purpose of the show is to reach the unreachable and to teach the unteachable, people that you think can't be helped. I believe he is a God of second chances, and so we don't discriminate against race or creed or religion. So I'm excited about this CD. We want you guys to download it. Give us the name one more time.
New Destiny, and the name of the single is I'm Free.
All right. Thank you. All right. We are blessed to have that young man to be on our show. He is the producer, and his name is Mr. LaJuan Samuels. And this is with the New Destinies Praise and Worship Center. And this is one of their new projects, and it's called I'm Free, where the Bishop Ethan Ogletree is the pastor. We're going to play that song on tonight, and we give a shout-out to New Destinies Praise and Worship Center. You guys are doing an awesome job, and here is the CD.
Touch me with your hand. Restore. You just heard New Destiny Praise and Worship Center, their new project entitled I'm Free. Shout out to you guys. You did a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. That is awesome. Each week we like to do a special shout out also, and this week we're doing a shout out to the Tronwood apartment residents. A. Karen Consultants took a bed over there to one of the clients, and it was just amazing how everybody just fits in to take that bed upstairs for that client. Shout out to Tronwood Apartments. You guys are awesome. Shout out to you. www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. Consultants Talk Show. It is now time for our Caregiver's Corner. This song is dedicated to all of the caregivers on the night all over the world. It doesn't matter what city, state, country, region that you're in. This song is dedicated to you on tonight. Thank you. Caregivers Corner. So we're going to do our shout-outs on tonight. A special shout-out to Miss Brenda Whitney for her generosity toward those that are less fortunate. She continued to open her home to those that need a place to lay their heads. Her passion is toward those that are homeless. Whether with children or not, she will still help. Miss Whitney is a true picture of what it means to give and show kindness to your brothers and sisters. We celebrate her this evening for her kindness. Miss Brenda Whitney. Mr. Michael Robinson of Houston, Texas, for taking care of his parents on a full-time basis. It is rare when you find men that put their parents before everything. Although you have your own radio show, lead singer of a group, Endurance, and a number of other things in your life, you consider your parents. We salute you tonight, Mr. Michael Robinson. Miss Minnie Branch of Houston, Texas. Big Mama words cannot express the awesome love you have for your spouse. Not well yourself, you put him first. The nights you sit at his bedside, just so that you can hear him when he calls. I admire the way you can read him, even when he denies it. We salute you tonight, Minnie Branch. Marcia of Taylor, Texas. We recognize you tonight for your care and love you gave to your mom and grandmother. God bless Grandma to live 104 years. Know that you are appreciated and admonished for the times you care for others when you were sick in your body. We salute you, girl. Marcia of Taylor, Texas. Lois of Katy, Texas. We salute you tonight for putting your life on hold to care for your dad. You are one in a million. We salute you, Ms. Lois of Katy, Texas. Yvette and Lynn of San Antonio, Texas. We recognize you tonight for the love and care you have for your parents, the long distances you travel, the times you put your life on hold to see about your parents. We salute you tonight, Yvette and Lynn of San Antonio, Texas. The Bullingers of Magnolia, Texas. We honor you tonight for the constant care and love for your mom and siblings. Job well done, Bullingers of Magnolia, Texas. The Brown family of Lufkin, Texas. We honor you, Brown family, tonight for the love and care, time travel, hours at the bedside of your brother, Greg, who is now resting with the Lord. Brown family, we salute you on tonight. To the unknown caregivers all over the world, please know that we salute you also on tonight. Thank you for hanging in there when you wanted to walk away. Thank you for the unseen and unheard cries during your care for your loved one. We salute you on tonight, to the unknown caregivers all over the world.
Caring Consultants Talk Show. This is Dorcas, your host. I do have one announcement. There is a basic computer skills class. It's 7.5 days or 62 hours. When you finish this class, you will get a free laptop. You must have the following documents: an ID, birth certificate, Social Security card, proof of income, last 6 months of paycheck stubs, if available. Contact Ms. Phillips at 832-417-9909. Once again, that's Ms. Phillips at 832-417-9909. If there are other outreach programs that are available in the community, please call us at 281-509-4755, our office number, or go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to put it out there in the community. We're not only focusing on the Houston area, but all over the world, we want to be a blessing to people. So if there is something that you're doing in your city, your state, your region, your county, your country, let us know about it so that we can put it out there so that you too can be a blessing to your community. Once again, if you're interested in the basic computer skills class, it's only 7.5 days, 62 hours. You will get a free laptop. You must have the following documents: ID, birth certificate, Social Security card, proof of income, the last 6 months of your paycheck stubs, if available. Your contact person is Ms. Phillips at 832-417-9909. Once again, that's Ms. Phillips, 832-417-9909. And that is a blessing, and that is for the Houston area. But if you have something in your area, we would love to hear about it. Remember to go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information, and you too will be a blessing to someone. Okay, at this time we're going to share a little word with you on today. We always like to leave some scriptures of encouragement, and also we always like to encourage you to stay healthy. I know that some of you are just getting over the holiday meals, and as I said before, if you can't stop eating the different foods, just eat in moderation. Take in consideration your body after the holidays. You still need to live. It is not worth running your blood pressure up or your blood sugar up. It's not worth that. Take care of yourself. If there's any questions on your health, on medications, or on dieting, or on just natural things you can do for the body, go to my website, leave your information, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. I would love to be a blessing to you in any way that I can. I would love to be a blessing to you. But I will only know if you contact me. If you don't contact me, I don't know what's going on. www.acaringconsultants.com. Go there and please, please leave your information. We would love to be a blessing to you on tonight. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. This is Dorcas, your host. Now, I want you to get a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper because I'm going to give you some scriptures of encouragement on tonight. Always want to be a blessing to you on tonight. And here are some scriptures on encouragement. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you.
not leave you or forsake you. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous and the right hand. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in the midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you over with a loud singing.
Thank you.
is Dorcas, and you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK.
Pamela Mann with Now Behold the Lamb. We like to play encouraging songs when we are ministering to you, and hopefully on tonight we did say something to help you. Now, what I would like to do is share with you a poem that was written by one of our local people, Dr. Johnny Hines of Houston, Texas. We also recorded this earlier, and I'm going to see if we can pull this up, and I'd just like to share it with you guys because it was awesome. So we want to do that again, and let's see if we can pull this up for you guys, and then we'll be right back. Johnny Hines. She has written a poem for women that really inspired me, and I wanted to share it with the ladies on tonight. And we have Dr. Hines here. She's going to give us what inspired her to write this poem and give us a little bit about the poem, and then she's going to read it to us tonight. So it's going to be heard all over the world. Dr. Hines, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for being on the show. It's all yours.
Okay. This poem was, I was not actually inspired to write this poem because of the book or anything like that, because in fact, I've never even read the book. But I was asked by a group of ladies, they were getting ready to have a women's conference here in Houston, Texas, and the conversation was going to be, and part of the conference itself was going to be concerning the book by Steve Harvey, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. And they asked me to write a poem, and of course I told them, you know, I haven't read the book, but I'll try to write based on what I've heard about the book and some of the, just even knowing about Mr. Harvey, I've always been a fan of his show, and I watch him a lot. But at this particular point, I thought, I just really disagree with some of the things he said in this book, based on what I've heard. So here goes. This is what I came up with. Steve Harvey has a book that's out. Some of you have probably read it, no doubt. For those who have and those who have not, I'll let you in on a secret. The book is the devil's plot. This book is full of relationship advice, but none of it pertains to a relationship with Christ. People say that Steve is a relationship expert, but none of this expertise was taught by the church. He says he is an expert on how men think. When he said it, his eyes didn't even blink, because he was sure that what he said was true, and he just wanted to help me, them, and you. He just wanted to tell you how to keep a man in your life, never mind the cost or the outrageous price. Yes, this book is full of relationship advice, but none of it pertains to a relationship with Christ. Now, I heard of another book that's out. When I read it, I couldn't help but shout. It was written many, many years ago. The exact year, I really don't know. But the men who wrote it were expert woman must meet to keep this man in her life. I'm not talking about Steve. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. This book tells you how to make a relationship last forever. And you don't have to stoop to the devil's level. You don't have to abide by the 90-day rule and allow a man to trick you like April Day fool. The man has no thought of putting a ring on your hand. He never even thought of buying a wedding band. The Bible says we're neither male nor female in Christ, and we must have the mind of him throughout our life. If you are a woman of God, the two of you will be in one accord. You will be glad that the Holy Book was the only advice you ever took. Oh, it tells of a man named Jesus Christ, the author and savior of your life. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but this man will never leave you alone. He'll be there when no one else will, and you don't have to worry about a 90-day deal. You will have life more abundantly, for he brings peace and tranquility. He has everything you need. You won't have to be concerned about men like Steve. You cannot take this man's advice and expect to have a relationship with Christ. That's why Steve's book just ain't no good. And it should be banned by women in the neighborhood. It's not a book that you should use. It suggests that women should be abused. Yet the Bible has a set of rules, and we can relate. Women just shouldn't have to fornicate. Because the Bible is full of real good tips to save us all from this hell-bit trip. Romans 12:2 is the message just for you. And this book is one that we all can trust. Do not conform to the ways of this land. Why is that so hard for us to understand? As Christian women, we should be glad. That's the best free advice that we have ever had. If Steve is a Christian, he should reflect the mind of a Christian. He should not be telling women they need to audition. A virtuous woman is a very rare thing. Joy into her man's life, this woman will bring. We shouldn't have a problem thinking like this man. It's men like Steve we can't seem to understand. If you are a Christian, you will take the Lord's advice and pursue a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you think like Jesus when he seems out of sight, you won't have to worry because your actions will be right. If you really want to please this man, the one that's in your life, make no mistake about it. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. If you really want this relationship to work, you will read the book that was Jesus inspired, the one we use at church. You need to think like this man and act like a woman of God. Take instructions from this book, and this won't be too hard. Ladies, that's the best advice that I can give. Study God's word and by his standards live. If you are truly sanctified, Jesus will keep you satisfied. Steve's book is on the bestsellers list, and they expect the movie to be a great big hit. There are those that say, don't ask, don't tell. And like this book, that's a message from hell. Strong woman, weak woman, mild mannered too. This book is nothing but bad news for you. Yet, it is full of relationship advice, but none of it pertains to Jesus Christ. Listen, ladies, and listen good. I've tried to explain as best I could. All of your problems can be solved if you think like a man, but act like a woman of God.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Dorcas, and you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK.
By Dr. Johnny Hines, excuse me. And if you would like to get a copy of that, you can go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and just leave your request there, and I will try to get a copy of that to you. This has been okay with her, and she said, sure, we could share that. And she is a very wise, intelligent woman. She writes a lot. She's got some awesome poems that we're going to be putting out on the air. She also is a teacher, too. So if you would like to invite her to any of your activities, she would love to come. Just go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Leave your information, and I will make sure that she gets it. We're going to give her another hand. That was really awesome. And it makes you think, as she said, she has not seen the movie or read the book. She was just going by what she heard. But I like to discuss things like that on the show, and I want your feedback, too. If there's a subject that you're interested in, go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com, and leave your information there, your concerns, your questions. I want to hear back from you, so please go to my website. Our office number is 281-509-4755. Once again, that's 509-4755. This is Dorcas, and you're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show, and we'll be back in a minute. Advice, diagnosis, and treatment. Please consult a local physician or other healthcare professional for your specific healthcare and or medical needs or concerns. The show does not endorse or recommend any commercial products, medical treatment, pharmaceuticals, brand names, processes or services, or the use of any trade, firm, or corporation. Nay, it is for the information and education of the listening public, and the mention of any of the above on this show does not constitute an endorsement, recommendation, or favoring by the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. Thank you.
Consultant Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com. KKSK.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your mom can sing, and then your grandfather. I tell people all the time, he can hit a note on the arm.
Oh, yeah. He can reach
out
to the
rafters
with it.
Now, are you working on anything after this project?
After this project, probably not. I just did a movie soundtrack where the movie released December 6th worldwide at the Dallas Buyers Club.
Wow.
With Matthew McConaughey. I'll be probably doing more films. Getting ready to work on a movie called The Steinberg Brothers, which will star Mark Wahlberg.
Wow.
And so that's what I'm doing right now.
Good, good. This radio show is all about reaching out to the community. So also, if there's any projects that you'll be doing with the community or for the community, we do want to be aware of that. How can people buy your CD or where can they download it?
They can go to iTunes, like I said, Amazon, I can't even remember all of the internet stores.
Give us the name of the CD.
The name of the single is I'm Free. The name of the CD is going to be called World Beyond the Walls.
Okay.
And basically what that's talking about is, you know, a lot of times in church, we only reach those within the four walls. And I'm a urban city kid. I grew up around Cashmere Garden area. And, you know, everything within my life wasn't always church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a connection with people that's not within church.
Right.
As well as those that's in church.
Right.
And so that's why the CD is World Beyond the Walls.
Awesome. I like that because that's one of our purpose of the show is to reach the unreachable and to teach the unteachable, people that you think can't be helped. I believe he is a God of second chances, and so we don't discriminate against race or creed or religion. So I'm excited about this CD. We want you guys to download it. Give us the name one more time.
New Destiny, and the name of the single is I'm Free.
All right. Thank you. To have that young man to be on our show. He is the producer, and his name is Mr. LaJuan Samuel, and this is with the New Destiny Praise and Worship Center, and this is one of their new projects, and it's called I'm Free, where the Bishop Ethan Ogletree is the pastor. Tonight, and we give a shout out to New Destiny Praise and Worship Center. You guys are doing an awesome job, and here is the CD. Yeah. A-Carry Consultants took a bed over there to one of the clients, and it was just amazing how everybody just pitched in to take that bed upstairs for that client. Shout out to Trollwood Apartments. You guys are awesome. Shout out to you. Thank you. Caregivers Corner. And we're going to do our shout-outs on tonight. A special shout-out to Miss Brenda Whitley for her generosity towards those that are less fortunate. She continued to open her home to those that need a place to lay their heads. Her passion is towards those that are homeless, whether with children or not. She will still help. Miss Whitley is a true picture of what it means to give and show kindness to your brothers and sisters. We celebrate her this evening for her kindness. Miss Brenda Whitley. Mr. Michael Robinson of Houston, Texas. For taking care of his parents on a full-time basis, it is rare when you find men that put their parents before everything. Although you have your own radio show, lead singer of Boost Endurance, and a number of other things in your life, you consider your parents. We salute you tonight, Mr. Michael Robinson. Of Houston, Texas. Big Mama words cannot express the awesome love you have for your spouse. Not well yourself, you put him first. The nights you sit at his bedside, just so that you can hear him when he calls. I admire the way you can read him, even when he denies you. We salute you tonight, Minnie Brad. We recognize you tonight for your care and love you gave to your mom and grandmother. God bless Grandma to live 104 years. Know that you are appreciated and admonished for the times you cared for others when you were sick in your body. We salute you, girl, Marcia of Taylor, Texas. We salute you tonight for putting your life on hold to care for your dad. You are one in a million. We salute you, Ms. Lois of Katy, Texas. Yvette and Ben of San Antonio, Texas. We recognize you tonight for the love and care you have for your parents. The long distances you travel, the times you put your life on hold to see about your parents. We salute you tonight, Yvette and Lynn of San Antonio, Texas. The Bullingers of Magnolia, Texas. We honor you tonight for the constant care and love for your mom and siblings. Job well done, Bullingers of Magnolia, Texas. The Brown family of Buskin, Texas. We honor your Brown family tonight for the love and care, time travel, hours at the bedside of your brother Greg, who is now resting with the Lord. Brown family, we salute you on tonight. To the unknown caregivers all over the world, please know that we salute you also on tonight. Thank you for hanging in there when you wanted to walk away. Thank you for the unseen and unheard cries during your care for your loved ones. We salute you on tonight,
to the unknown caregivers all over the world.
An ID,
birth certificate, Social Security card, proof of income, last 6 months of paycheck stub, if available. Contact Ms. Phillips at 832-417-9909. Once again, that's Ms. Phillips at 832-417-9909. If there are other outreach programs that are available in the community, please call us at 281-509-4755, our office number, or go to our website at www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. We would love to put it out there in the community. We're not only focusing on the Houston area, but all over the world, we want to be a blessing to people. So if there is something that you're doing in your city, your state, your region, your county, your country, let us know about it so that we can put it out there so that you too can be a blessing to your community. Once again, if you're interested in the basic computer skills class, it's only 7.5 days, 62 hours. You will get a free laptop. You must have the following documents: ID, birth certificate, Social Security card, proof of income, the last 6 months of your paycheck stub, if available. Your contact person is Ms. Phillips at 832-417-9909. Once again, that's Ms. Phillips, 832-417-9909. And that is a blessing, and that is for the Houston area. But if you have something in your area, we would love to hear about it. Remember to go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section, leave your information, and you too will be a blessing to someone. Okay, at this time we're going to share a little word with you on today. We always like to leave some scriptures of encouragement, and also we always like to encourage you to stay healthy. I know that some of you are just getting over the holiday meals, and as I said before, if you can't stop eating the different foods, just eat in moderation. Take in consideration your body after the holidays. You still need to live. It is not worth running your blood pressure up or your blood sugar up. It's not worth that. Take care of yourself. If there's any questions on your health, on medication, on dieting, or on just natural things you can do for the body, go to my website, leave your information, www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and leave your information. I would love to be a blessing to you in any way that I can. I would love to be a blessing to you. But I will only know if you contact me. If you don't contact me, I don't know what's going on. www.acaringconsultants.com. Go there and please, please leave your information. We would love to be a blessing to you on tonight. You're listening to the A Caring Consultants Talk Show. This is Dorcas, your host. Now, I want you to get a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you some scriptures of encouragement on tonight. To be a blessing to you on tonight. And here are some scriptures on encouragement. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Dorcas, and you're listening to the A. Caring Consultants Talk Show on www.blogtalkradio.com, A-A-S-A.
Experts as well, and the advice I must meet to keep this man and her alive. I'm not talking about Steve. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. This will tell you how to make a relationship last forever. And you don't have to stoop to the devil's level. You don't have to abide by the 90-day rule and allow a man to trick you like paper gave food. The man has no thought of putting a ring on your hand. He never even thought about a wedding band. The Bible says we'll neither male nor female in Christ. And we must have the mind of him throughout our life. If you are a woman of God, the two of you will be in one heart. You will be glad that the Holy Book was the only advice you ever took. For it tells of a man named Jesus Christ, the author and savior of your life. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but this man will never leave you alone. He'll be there when no one else will, and you don't have to worry about a 90-day deal. You will have a lot more abundantly, but he brings peace and tranquility. He has everything you need. You won't have to be concerned about me and like Steve. You cannot take this man's advice and expect to have a relationship with Christ. That's why Steve's book just ain't no good. And it should be banned for women in the neighborhood. It's not a book that you should use. It's just that women should be abused. Yes, the Bible has a set of rules that we can relate. Women just shouldn't have to fornicate. Because the Bible is full of real good tips to save us all from this hell bit trip. Romans 12:2 is the lesson just for you. And this book is one that we all can trust. Do not conform to the ways of this land. Why is that so hard for us to understand? As Christian women, we should be glad. That's the best free advice that we have ever had. If Steve is a Christian, he should reflect the mind of a Christian. He should not be telling women they need to audition. A virtuous woman is a very rare thing. Sure, into her man's life, this woman will bring. We shouldn't have a problem thinking like this man. If we are like Steve, we can't seem to understand. If you are a Christian, you will take the Lord's advice and pursue a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you think like Jesus when he seems out of sight, you won't have to worry because your actions will be right. If you really want to please this man, the one that's in your life, make no mistake about it. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. If you really want this relationship to work, you will read the book that was Jesus inspired, the one we use at church. You need to think like this man and act like a woman of God. Take instructions from this book, and this won't be too hard. Ladies, that's the best advice that I can give. Study God's word and by his standards live. If you are truly sanctified, Jesus will keep you satisfied. Steve's book is called the Best Sellers List, and they expect the movie to be a great big hit. There are those that say, don't ask, don't tell. And like this book, that's a message from hell. Sure woman, weak woman, mild mannered too. This book is nothing but bad news for you. Yet, it is full of relationship advice, but none of it pertains to Jesus Christ. Listen, ladies, and listen to me. I've tried to explain as best I could. All of your problems can be solved if you think like a man, but act like a woman of God. Awesome.
www.blogtalkradio.com, KASK. www.acaringconsultants.com. Go to the contact section and just leave your request there, and I will try to get a copy of that to you. This has been okay with her, and she said, sure, we could share that. And she is a very wise, intelligent woman. She writes a lot. She's got some awesome poems that we're going to be putting out on the air. She also is a great speaker, too, so if you would like to invite her to any of your activities, she would love to come. Just go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com. Leave your information, and I will make sure that she gets it. We're going to give her another hand. That was awesome. It'll make you think, as she said, she has not seen the movie or read the book. She was just going by what she heard. But I like to discuss things like that on the show, and I want your feedback, too. If there is a subject that you're interested in, go to my website, www.acaringconsultants.com, and leave your information there, your concerns, your questions. I want to hear back from you. So please go to my website. Our office number is 281-509-4755. Once again, that's 509-4755. This is Dorcas, and you're listening to the A-Caring Consultants Talk Show, and we'll be back in a minute.
Recommendation of favorite by the A-Caring Consultants Talk Show.